This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for an update as to what's going on in the world from our perspective. The DJV.
It's caught up there sometimes.
DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here to spend some time giving you some tips, advice about how to take care of your animal with observations. Also about what's going on in the world of our favorite beings. Certainly bulldogs are my passion after having had, and I thought, actually, Warren, I wouldn't get another bulldog because nobody would be like Charlotte. And then I started thinking after I've seen three or four of them recently, paid close attention to them, that I really would like to have another bulldog. And it's not that it would remind me of Charlotte. How often have you, in your own circumstance, you have several dogs usually at once, but have you gone back to the same breeds?
You know, I don't even look at the breeds anymore. I've had as many as 40 dogs at a time. And, you know, I fall in love with the inside before I fall in love with the outside of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting why, and I've always wondered why certain people are attracted to certain breeds. Now, do I have a little favoritism? Yeah, I'm more attracted to German Shepherds. You know, there's a big German Shepherd tattooed on my leg. And the reason for that was the first dog I ever had. You know, when I was growing up, you had an option. Either you had a collie and you were a Lassie person, or you had a German Shepherd and you were a Rin Tin Tin person.
Rin Tin Tin.
And my father bought our German Shepherd at Macy's. Macy's used to have a pet department.
Really?
And our first dog was bought at Macy's on Long Island. I'll never forget that. Our first German Shepherd, Smokey, But I can never figure out why people, I guess it's the first dog they've had, or maybe it's just visual.
I had a mongrel whose name was Frisky. Combination of all kinds of things. Just a Heinz 57. Great, great, great dog. Just friendly. We had the St. Bernard, who was a wonderful dog. But you know, it gets back around to the dogs are going to be as you treat them, just like human beings are going to be. Like my cows. The cows could be afraid of human beings, or they could like human beings. My cows are treated like, with respect, like dogs, like pets, like a member of the family. So they want to be around humans. And that certainly applies. It must tell people story after story when you're doing your radio program about these things, right?
Absolutely. But I think, you know, I think part of it with the bulldog is a lot of people that are addicted to dogs that snore. And I'm not making a joke about it. I mean, pugs and boxers. I think there's something about the sound that they make that forms a bond with certain people, because there are certain people that cannot live without a snoring dog.
Really?
I've met many people like that.
All right. To wit, the beautiful bulldog contest has been held in Prudence. An English bulldog from Des Moines. Those of you listening in Des Moines, congratulations to Prudence. She wore a tutu and a diamond necklace during the 38th annual Beautiful Bulldog Contest at Drake University this past weekend. She's 2 years old, beat out 38 entrants from 10 states. There were 1,200 spectators at the Knapp Center. Lots of people online watching this thing. So now Prudence is the official mascot of this week's Drake Relay at the Des Moines, at the Drake University. Overall, she's gorgeous, said one of the judges. Athletic director Sandy Hatfield Club said in a news release, she's spunky and beautiful with a fun personality.
Sounds like you're describing Miss Universe.
Well, there were so many bulldog entries this year, a lottery had to determine the 38 dogs who got to compete, most of whom wore costumes. I have a picture of Charlotte in a tutu, actually.
So that's the question. Do you think it's okay to dress up a dog in a costume?
If the dog doesn't like it, if Charlotte didn't like it, she'd just take it off. She'd pull it off.
There you go. I don't want to wear this, Doug. Come on. Get some taste, Doug. Come on. Don't put this on.
My friend has a bulldog named Clementine, and Clementine has a pink tutu and all kinds of clothes, and you can just tell she loves it. She is the center of attention when she puts her clothes on. She
See, now,
loves it.
My little guy, my little Chihuahua terrorist mix, I mean, you put clothes on, he wants to walk around butt naked. That's just the way he is. He hates wearing clothes. I mean, I have his little Harley Davidson hat for him. I put it on. He said, yeah, wear it yourself, Pop, you know?
Oh, God. All right, but here's something from a study published this week in the journal Animal Cognition. A team of animal behavior researchers found that dogs are just as susceptible to emotional contagion, or the idea that we can catch the feelings of those around us, with humans. I didn't need a study to tell me that. Whenever there was a fuss going on with Meredith and me, Charlotte was right. You could see her. And the same thing is true when she was happy or she was around. She was having fun. When we were happy, it was the same thing. It was.
Well, that's what I deal with every day. That's where pet psychology really comes into play, because there are certain dogs that will go through a major depression. For example, if there's a divorce going on, or if a new baby arrives, or grandparents move in. And it's really important that you understand the dog or the cat's perspective, because if you do, the relationship will be great. What happens, though, often is people just bypass the dog all of a sudden, and they just kind of move on to whatever they want to do. Yeah. I've been involved with more divorce cases where judges have called me in as a professional witness to decide who should get a pet, the husband or the wife. And in most cases, Doug, and this is what really got to me, in most cases, it wasn't that they both wanted the dog or the cat. It was that one person just didn't want the other person to have it. So it became like a vendetta. So I would kind of figure out where the dog would best off. And in certain cases, I actually recommended that they have dual custody, visitation rights, just like a child.
So there are three categories of observations here in terms of the dogs, Warren, that were studied. There were 53 dogs for this study. First, the dogs reacted differently to emotional sounds than they did to the neutral one, the emotional sounds of other dogs as well as people. Approaching the speaker in the room, if they heard the sound, they'd go to where the sound came from. And then they would be, if you look at them, you could tell they were happy or sad by the sound. Also, they seemed to be able to distinguish between sad and happy sounds directly. And third, the dogs tended to behave the same way in response to the sound of a given emotion, regardless of whether it was canine or human.
But let me stop you for a second. Like, you've had dogs your whole life. You've been around animals your whole life. Victoria Jennifer. Oh, and we've all been around animals our whole life. Mm-hmm. Did you really need a study to figure out that dogs are sensitive to human emotions?
Nope. I didn't. But it was,
come on, all you got to do is go cry. If I go cry right now, something sad happens and I go sit in a corner. Now everyone knows I cry. If I go sit in a corner and I cry, my dog's right there. If I'm laughing, my dog's jumping up around me. I don't need a study to tell me that our dogs and our cats really adjust and adapt and react to our emotions.
So the thing that I brought it up, people don't react sometimes if they're not that sophisticated, and I say that lovingly. If you're not paying attention, chances are you're not paying attention to your spouse or the person that you're with, and that creates a problem, then you're not paying attention to your dog, who's a good arbiter or bellwether of what's going on in your relationship. Watch the dog. Pay attention to the dog, because the dog's going to help you emotionally. I know when Charlotte used to be right by me in the studio, she'd lay right here beside me, not here in this studio, but the other studio, and she would, even when I was emotive on the air, I could see her move as I would be expressive in one way or another. And then when there's something going on that was personal, you're right on top of it. So your dog is going to be the most important person and maybe thing in your life. A friend of mine last night posted on his Facebook page, his dog, 17 years old, died yesterday. And there are all these people. There were like 70 or 80 people who commented online. Oh, it's so bad. It's okay. I'm sorry. But what instead of looking at all that I'm sorry stuff, I posted, I said to him, you know what? This is a wonderful opportunity for you to think about what's going to happen when you move on. Because when you move on, the first person you're going to see when you cross the bridge is that dog. When you go over Rainbow Bridge, dog's right there.
There's no doubt in my mind. And that's the way it should be. It's like people always say to me, well, only humans go to heaven. Dogs can't go to heaven. I said, well, then it's not my heaven. The heaven I want. Yep. Keep me in purgatory, guys. Because when I go to heaven, I want to see dogs. And
the first thing
dogs.
I want to see is Charlotte. Yep.
No doubt about it. By the way, dogs really help. I remember when my first wife passed away in 1990, if it wasn't for my dogs and my cats and my chickens and my pigs and my ducks and my rabbits at that time, I never would have got it because they were grieving first. I had to get them through their grieving before I was ready to grieve. Just amazing how they pick up on those emotional needs that we have.
You are correct, sir. Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend. Check out his website, petshow.com, and listen to the program. If you can't find the radio station that's got it, you can listen online. There are all kinds of ways, and you'll be directed how to do it by going to petshow.com. Warren, always a pleasure. Thank you for your help. 16 past the hour. Television report up next here.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today. Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million. What color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. Bill and Owen, congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to the purpose of the next couple of minutes of the DJV experience. Jennifer and Victoria and I look at, well, I didn't see anything last night because it was town meeting, so I didn't look at anything last night. What did you ladies watch last night?
Not a thing. Like the good TV reporter that I am.
Congratulations.
One stinking thing.
Not a one-a thing.
I'm making my way through the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why, and so I'm getting towards the end. It's based on a novel about a girl who is in high school, and she commits suicide after being bullied, but it's sort of a mystery to break down who was responsible. So there's 13 people, and there's 13 reasons why she did it. So it's an important book for a lot of people to read, I think, and for people to know about in this sort of modern social media-type society with bullying and everything. It's good. It's actually better than it sounds.
All right. Yeah. Doesn't sound too hot, but there's a lot of things. We were talking about the liar shows that are on and the things. There's so much there's so much going on now because there's so many channels, so many things to watch. You get lost in trying to catch up. If you find three or four different things that you like, it just, you know, it's hard to keep up with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Frankly. All right, the ratings for Tucker Carlson are pretty much the same as what O'Reilly had. Is that something, Jennifer, you think that is indicative of the time as much as anything else? Or do people really like that twerp?
Well, here's the thing. I think that the people who are Fox News viewers will not be able to, at this moment in history, stomach CNN, and they certainly won't be able to stomach MSNBC. Fox could probably read the phone book at this point, and they'd probably still get some ratings because it's true. It's so divided. I mean, I watch all the news channels during the day because I'm, you know, getting prepped and, you know, listening to different points of view and that kind of thing. And truly, if I were just watching for you know, an hour or two a day and I had to pick a network, I'm going to go with the one that's going to meet my political preference. And that's what I think a lot of people are doing.
Yeah.
And also, I think there's another element to that. The Fox News, the viewers tend to be older, and they're also sort of set in their habits. And so I think anyone who's on at that time, that's what they're used to doing. And they're the last appointment viewers left.
Yeah. And let's not discount Tucker, by the way, because he's been given like three different time slots, and he's killed it. He's slayed it. So whether or not we like him, I like him. But whether or not people do, you know.
What's on tonight that's good?
Eva Longoria starts her guest role as Charlotte on Empire, speaking of Charlotte, Fox at 9 o'clock, and then Blackish is new also on ABC at 9, and Outlaw Tech starts as a new Wild West in biology, physics, and chemistry at 10 o'clock on the Science Channel.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you very much. 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
He's Don Local Reed. He's what you call a swing half breed, singing his cow cavalry in the strangest way. Come a die, come a die, free.
Just an example of a singer performer that crosses the boundaries that are set by ageists and generationists. The fact that Ella Fitzgerald would have been 100 years old today had she lived is something that means something to me. And so I'm happy to spend some time talking about her. A lot of people of all ages taking to social media today to pay tribute to her. Her life ended in 1996, and Billboard wrote, "For a large part of her career, Ella made gibberish sound not only compelling and logical, but pleasurable." She and Satchmo were pretty good at that. Let's crack this up, and you'll hear an example.
But someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts.
You know what I find most interesting? Listening to the quality of these recordings, kind of microphones in studios where they used to record this. Ella Fitzgerald had 14 albums on the Billboard charts. Ella Fitzgerald sings the Cole Porter songbook, Mac the Knife. Ella in Berlin, Ella in Hollywood. She sold millions of albums in our country. More than you could probably... She was around before the stats were kept anyway. Her greatest commercial success came early on. But then the tracking of purchases began in the 1990s. She still sold a lot of stuff in the last couple of decades. But
she actually does well on streaming services.
Does she?
Because, on like Spotify and Tidal and things like that. Because Tidal specifically has a really great playlist section that they've already curated. And so they have like cocktails or dinner party and things like that. And she appears on almost all of them. Mm-hmm. And so whoever runs her estate is still making money off of those royalties.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So there's a story of Ella Fitzgerald in remembrance. Now, there's a tune that Carrie's going to play for us now one of the Ruffins was responsible for one of those fabulous, over-the-top R&B songs of all time. What becomes of the Broken Hearted? Crack this up, Jimmy. Jimmy and Eddie were brothers, for those of you who know that. It's a lyrical end, though. Listen to the story. We've all been there. All had them. Heartaches, breakups, sadness. So there's a study, a suggestion, actually sort of a scientific way of getting over a breakup. For those of you who are working on your broken heart, the key to moving on is pretty simple. All you need to do is trick yourself into thinking that you're over it.
Placebo effect.
Yeah, that's apparently what's going on. The study was done at the University of Colorado. They looked into the neurological and behavioral effect that placebos had on people who had gone through an unwanted romantic breakup in the past 6 months. Each of the participants in the study brought a picture of their ex and a picture of a good friend that was from the same gender into a brain imaging lab. They were subjected to hot stimuli on their left forearm, forced to look at pictures, and asked to recall their breakup. During the process, the participants took a brief break to be given some nasal spray. Half were told it was a powerful analgesic effect in reducing emotional pain. The other half just were told it was saline solution. The participants went back to the brain imaging machine. Those in the placebo group were found to feel less pain and feel better than those who got the other. Okay, let's go. Where's the saline? Pass the saline, please.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to 4 lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 month credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Nuzizol. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back into the conversation zone. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Paris Schillen in this half hour of the DJV Experience with a thought on how to win, how to get ahead. There's always, in the focus every day, you can find somebody who's well-known who has advice, somebody who's well-known and is successful. You don't take advice from people who aren't successful, do you? Under the circumstances, you don't pay attention to the guy who loses the football game or the baseball game or the hockey game or the basketball game. You pay attention to the winner. So I thought it was interesting here locally. Bill Belichick is a character, when I say locally, here in New England, here in Massachusetts, here in the Boston area, because he's the coach of the Patriots. A lot of people, when he talks, are interested in what he has to say. He is not a fan, Victoria, of social media.
We know.
He calls it Instabook, Snapface, Chatrun, and he does it on purpose because he doesn't like how it affects his football team and the life of his players. But he was interviewed yesterday by a reporter. Somehow or other, he got off onto, well, most of the people that he is working with are millennials. Most of the football players are in their 20s, mm-hmm. right? So they're all millennials, Kara's age. He says to them and to you, if you have decided what your career path is or what you want it to be, make sure it's motivated by love and passion, not money. Number one. I've heard this 1,000 times. This is not a new wrinkle on this. Find what you really like doing and do it well, and the money will come. He also advised in this interview to work harder, because what you lack in talent can be overcome by working hard. And he uses Tom Brady as an example, calls him not a great athlete, not even close. But he worked harder than anybody else and achieved a position that at this point in time is not equal by anybody else in football, I don't think, is it? I think he's supposed to be the best quarterback.
I don't know if anyone has a better record. Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
Maybe you know, like Joe Namath.
Belichick says he's not a great natural athlete. I think that's interesting.
Well, maybe that explains why. I remember when you saw those naked photos of him, you thought he looked kind of doughy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's maybe that's part of it.
Yeah. He also, Belichick says, fight for your idea. It may be an unusual idea, maybe never been done before, but that's no reason not to advance it. And I have been certainly an example of that. I've done things that nobody thought I could do because I just wanted to keep pushing, just wanted to keep doing, just wanted to get it done, just wanted to win. Then he says, Victoria and Kara, put away social media and concentrate on building real relationships, face-to-face relationships. Success in my business comes from relationships with people and not how many likes you get online. I wish more people in radio would get that, frankly. Success is more about who you know than what you know. How about that for a topper?
Yeah.
All right. So it's all networking, and it's your attitude and how much work you put into it. There's no, there can't be any substitute for hard work unless you inherit the money. And, you know, under that circumstance, if that's all you're interested in, you get the money through some means that you didn't come up with. I was looking at a list on one of the sites today of the richest teenagers in the world. Who cares? What are they going to do with their lives? Wait and see what they do. Are they going to just party all the time like Paris Hilton did? And they go, yeah, I mean, whether she's contributed something as she's grown up. She didn't contribute anything before. Mm-hmm. She was always on the A-list just because she had a lot of money and didn't have much of anything else. I certainly don't think she had good looks, and she had a horrible personality. So why'd she get invited? Because she had dough and she had a name.
Yep.
And what'd that do for her? Where is she now? She's still got the dough probably, but...
Well, I don't know. I don't think she had as much as anybody thought. That's why she was always out promoting things and doing TV shows and perfume lines.
Kara's chuckling.
Am I? I didn't even have my mic on, so I'm impressed that you could hear that.
Ah, I heard chuckling.
I think there's a ghost behind you, because you also heard chuckling a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley behind you chuckling.
There's Elvis right there.
Elvis is in the studio.
Elvis is in the studio. Thank you very much. Here's a good bit of news for those of you who are, this is funny how, what is, Uri calls it synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
I had my house cleaned by the lady who's been cleaning it for quite a long time, and she did a horrible job. Awful. Terrible yesterday. So I came home last night, and the floor in the kitchen was still sticky.
Ooh.
So I sent her an email and said, I liked her. I support her, but if you can't do this better, then I got to get somebody else to do it. So instead of ignoring me or not responding, she sent me an email and said she would be here later today to clean up what I didn't find satisfactory. Smart. Very
good business.
Yep, it is. So now, you one step further on this. Do you clean your own apartment, Victoria? Carrie,
oh, yeah.
Clean your own place? You do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, the kinds of cleaning products that you use, I'm very careful with this lady to only, well, not just this lady, I just don't want around the house some of that commercial stuff that makes you sick.
Yep.
And there are a lot of people who are taking that position more and more. CVS, for example, effective next year, their line of cleaning products and beauty products is going to be paraben and is it, how do you pronounce that? Phthalate? How do you pronounce that?
Phthalates, I think, right?
Phthalate, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, paraben is what most people know.
Right.
And are concerned about. So, no paraben, no formaldehyde. Do you realize there is, that's a preservative.
Yep, that, for dead bodies.
Right. If you go to the undertaker and don't have a cremation, your body's in a casket for 3 or 4 days. They fill it up with formaldehyde to, remember science in botany class and biology class in high school?
Yeah,
why it smelled so bad in the lab?
Because
it was all formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm.
You stick the brains of the bunny into a jar and you put formaldehyde in there to preserve it. Or whatever it was, the frogs, whatever you were.
Yep, all of it,
So anyway, CVS says they're going to, under new guidelines, they're going to any of their own brands and other beauty products they sell. What is it? Their line's the Promise Organic line.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the new line?
So I think that's the line that they have already that is organic, yes.
Right.
I think they're now upping the ante with all the other lines that they make.
Remember a couple of years ago, they stopped selling cigarettes?
Yes.
And they did it as a play to see if it would help separate them from the rest of the Walmarts and the Rite Aids and Walgreens and everybody else, and it did. It did great things, because how can you run a health store and sell cigarette products?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
Right?
It's true.
You can't do that. So, anyway, good for them. There are.
Yeah, that's a company that has really, you know, put their money where their mouth is.
The headquarters,
they took a huge risk when they got rid of cigarettes because cigarettes are so expensive.
Right.
So they took a bit of a hit on their bottom line, but overall, it was a smart move.
Their headquarters are about 10 miles from me in Westboro, Massachusetts, right across the street from the headquarters of Dunkin' Donuts.
That's funny.
A big industrial park. But CVS was a small New England, as it was started, actually, as a drugstore. And then it became at this drugstore was the fellow that ran the drugstore. It was in a smaller town here in Massachusetts, and there weren't a lot of stores and a lot of options, so he became sort of the merchant of things that you couldn't find anywhere else. So it was a drugstore, and then there were little knickknacks and little things here and there, and it was beauty supplies. It wasn't just drugs. It was other things that you used to take care of yourself. And then there was I forget what this guy's name was. It's the third generation now runs the company, and I don't think it's public. I could be wrong on that, but if it is, the family still owns most of the stock. But anyway, it was known first as Consumer Value Stores. There were about a dozen of them in Massachusetts, and they expanded around New England, and then they went around the Northeast, and that was in the 1940s and 50s. And then when all of this stuff, this focus, you know, when businesses became specialized, and, you know, the Walmarts of the world came into existence, all these big companies that were trying to be everything to everybody, CVS specialized in the things they knew they could market. And most of it was about the stuff that you either used to take care of yourself or to take care of your home, thus the name Consumer Value. And then it was sort of like the original dollar store. You could buy a lot of stuff in there for a dollar, glasses and, you know, all of that stuff. But that's where they come from. And now they're the largest drug chain in the world, and you can't swing a deck where I am anyway here. I was just driving yesterday over to get my to see my physical therapist. They're building a new CVS on the corner across the street there, and there's a Walgreens up the street. There's a Rite Aid up. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
There must be huge business in these things.
Yeah, and you know what? It's true. And just looking at the size of them, when you look at when a new CVS or a new Rite Aid is built, they're huge.
Huge, right?
And, I mean, they're like the new banks. Like, they've replaced banks and with just in square footage. Yeah. Does CVS exist on the West Coast?
Yes, but not too much.
Yeah.
I don't see much. You see Walgreens on the West Coast. I'm now trying to think. Well, that's an interesting question because I didn't pay much attention to it. I'll have to think about what's around where I am in Los Angeles County. I'll think about that. Yeah, that's a good question. Meanwhile, let's think about something else. Mother's Day is coming in 17 days, I believe. So, what are you getting for your mother? You've tried the ParachuteHome.com sheets for you. How about you get a set for your mother for Mother's Day? How about this for an idea? You know, it's great to send flowers, and it's better to send, maybe you can do a double thing. If you really love your mother, you can send her some Sherry's Berries, which you can get at berries.com/DJV, special deal there. Or you can go to parachutehome.com/DJV and get these absolutely beautiful sheets crafted in Europe for your mother. Fine, what do you, does your mother sleep on a twin bed, on a double
Let's
bed,
hope not.
On a, yeah, right, no, or a queen size, king size, whatever size it is, get it, and call now while you're thinking about it, or actually go online, it's better. Go to parachutehome.com/CJV. Look at what you have, if you've ordered these things for yourself, and you loved them, then get the same thing for your mother for Mother's Day. How about that for an idea? You didn't think about that, did you, Victoria? Now she's thinking, I think I'll do this myself.
Yeah, I'm thinking, uh-oh, I only have 17 days. I've got to figure this out.
Yep, get at it. Yeah, this is something you got to do. You probably can build in about a week on the Parachute Home stuff. I don't know how long delivery is, but you can get it overnight if you want to. A little expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Parachute Home and the bedding for your home. Bedding that you're using, bedding that you're loving, bedding that you're telling other people about. So now, let's put little action to your conversation. Get Parachute Home bedding, the sheets, pillowcases, maybe towels, all kinds of things. Set your mom on a course for loving you. ParachuteHome.com/DJV for sheets for mom for Mother's Day.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Innovation is a hallmark of American healthcare, particularly where medicines are concerned. The people who benefit most from this innovation are American patients, but increasing restrictions by both public and private payers threaten patients' access to the very breakthrough drugs American industry produces. In a poll we took last year, 87% of respondents said that fostering policies that support medical innovation should be a top priority for members of Congress. But discovery isn't enough. 86% of those polls also said we must assure that Medicare and private health care plans cover new treatments and cures. Innovation is only half the picture. Giving patients access to the cures that innovation produces is what makes a world-class healthcare system. Policymakers should take note. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's flip our attention to the world of movies, DVDs, rentals. This man knows more about this stuff than anybody else that I know. Chuck Curry is here. This is music from At Close Range, Madonna song. Crank this up, Kara, for a second, will you? And tell the story. Remember this song? It's a big pop hit, actually. I remember.
It's a great song.
But I remember the movie. Chucker, what movie is this from?
It was a really good movie in the 80s. It was called At Close Range. It's when Madonna was dating Sean Penn. He was one of the stars of the film alongside Christopher Walken. It's a downbeat movie, but I love that song. It's one of my favorite Madonna songs.
Right. All right. So fast forward to 2017, and in production now, if it's not almost done, it's close to being done, the story of Madonna's life, but it's not the way she wants to tell it. Is this one of those unauthorized biographical films based on an unauthorized biography?
Here's the story. Universal Pictures has optioned the rights to an unauthorized Madonna biography titled Blonde Ambition, planning to turn it into a feature film. They've attached, I believe, the producer, one of the producers or writers of the 50 Shades of Grey movies, and also he did Social Network. That was a really good movie, but reportedly she's really angry about this. Who wouldn't be? It's unauthorized. Sort of reminds me in the 80s, if you remember, they did a unauthorized biofilm of John Belushi, which actor Michael Chiklis played, who's a really good, talented guy, played Belushi, and Dan Aykroyd and a lot of his buddies sort of blackballed a lot of people involved with that project. Now, when I first heard this yesterday, before I realized it was based on unauthorized material, two actresses that immediately popped in my head that I think would be targeted to play Madonna. Honor. One would probably be Scarlett Johansson. The other would be Margot Robbie. I think either one would be really good choices.
Sound like but Margot since, Robbie? Maybe.
Kyle, I like her a lot. But but since it's based on material that is unauthorized and Madonna's not happy about it, I think a lot of A-list actresses might shy away from doing it. What do you think?
Why? Because they're afraid of Madonna?
Because I think out of respect to Madonna, I think they may not do it. Am I wrong, Victoria?
I think you're right, Chucker. I think this is going to be an unknown actress who's going to be cast. And I was just saying to Doug during the break, Madonna's fans are so hardcore. I feel sorry almost for whoever gets cast in this role because she's going to be lambasted by the hardcore fans.
Yeah, I remember in the Bellucci biopic, if you remember, there was an actor named Ray Sharkey who wound up being on the TV show Wise Guy, the CBS show in the 1980s. He had trouble getting work. He played sort of like a guardian angel of John Belushi, the way the script was written. And Dan Aykroyd was venomous about anybody who was involved with that project. I don't see this playing out the same way, but let's be honest, it's good source material. I would be interested in seeing a movie based on Madonna in the 80s. I think it would be a really good subject matter.
Yeah, I think it would be an interesting take. Yep. All right, more movie news coming right up here on the DJV Show.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
Hi, Chucker. What else do you have in the movie news department for us?
This story broke last night that I found interesting. I'm actually happy about it. Jeff Goldblum will reprise his role of Ian Malcolm from the Jurassic Park films in Universal's Jurassic World 2. He will join Chris Pratt and Dallas Bryce Howard. I think the reason this happened, just as a gut feeling, I don't know, have any inside information, but Jeff Goldblum has a major part in the new Thor Hulk movie, which comes out next summer. And I have a feeling, that's Marvel, but I have a feeling that the bean counters at Universal said Jeff Goldblum is going to be popular again. Let's get him back into the Jurassic World realm. And they probably wrote his part back into the story. Anyway, I think it's good news for fans. A lot of people really wanted to see Sam Neill back in this franchise, but we'll settle for Goldblum. He's quite good.
All right, thanks, Chuck Curry. 59 pass.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.